Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. This next Sunday is All Saints Day. I don't know if that is a universal celebration or just a Lutheran one. We recognize and honor the saints like St. Paul and St. Peter, but on a more personal and local level, we honor those congregational members who have recently passed away because, as the Bible puts it, we are all saints of God. Some of the saints that we will honor this year are Doris Gildesgaard, Sandy Mays, Bob Sell, Dee Bilderback, Bob McHaley, and Pat McCune, to mention a few from our church, and Nancy Settleton from Fortuna. Each of us in turn will honor our fathers and mothers and others who have gone on. Getting back to Nancy Settleton, Nancy was a wonderful person who was taken much too early, and Sandy Mays the same. Both were victims of a fast-moving cancer. Sandy was a different lady, having had a hard life, but was generous to a fault and would have literally given you the shirt off her back if you needed it. I had known her as a customer for several years, and one day she came to me and said, "I know someone you should meet." Given her peculiarities, I thought, yeah, right. And one day she came into my butcher shop, literally dragging this attractive lady behind her. We chatted a bit, and I got a phone number, but when I called that evening, I had written down the wrong number. I called Sandy and got that straightened out. So I called the lady, and her 10-year-old daughter answered the phone. She asked who it was, and I told her to just say it was a butcher. "Hey, Mom," she called out, "it's the butcher." 3 months later, 35 years ago, we were married. As I was listening to the radio the other day and also read it in the paper, there was a notice that some paving would be going on involving, in one case, Myrtle Avenue, where it intersects with Booner Street. Well, Myrtle Avenue and Booner Street don't connect. Booner Street, though, it's spelled without the R, comes from Hans Booner, an early Humboldter who came from Boston, where they put R's on where they aren't, such as Booner, and leave them off where they are, such as "I'll take the ca and meet you there." It's kind of funny to listen as people, even locals, pronounce it Boone Street. I read in the Times Standard where they are going to fine people who didn't pick up health insurance $695 instead of $325. Is that what they are going to do to folks working at a minimum or even twice the minimum wage who can barely survive if they have a family? There was something said about subsidizing, but if they're going to do that, why not just sign them up for free insurance? If we're going to go socialist, why not go all the way? Halloween is upon us. Watch out for the little devils and ghosts and angels. Drive safely, and oh, buy candy that you like, just in case. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.